From NPR News in Washington, I'm Windsor Johnston. 9 members of soccer's governing body FIFA and 5 corporate executives are facing numerous corruption charges. The Justice Department uncovered more than $150 million in bribes and kickbacks. Some involved bids for World Cups and marketing and broadcasting deals. U.S. Attorney General Loretta Lynch says the scheme spans 2 decades.
In many instances, the defendants and their co-conspirators planned aspects of this long-running scheme during meetings held here in the United States. They used the banking and the wire facilities of the U.S. to distribute their bribe payments, and they planned to profit from their scheme in large part through promotional efforts directed at the growing U.S. market for soccer.
In Switzerland, top soccer officials in the FIFA probe were arrested this morning. Terry Schultz reports simultaneous Swiss and U.S. investigations are expected to include the extradition of some officials to face charges in New York.
Rather than accepting that FIFA may have fostered corrupt practices, as has long been alleged, spokesman Walter DiGregorio insists it's the organization that's damaged by the investigations and arrests. FIFA is suffering, DiGregorio says, but will emerge better for it.
It hurts. It's not easy, but it's the only way to go.
FIFA's been dogged for decades by accusations of criminal misdoing. Last year, it refused to release a corruption investigation by a U.S. attorney into the awarding of World Cups to Russia and Qatar. That's what the Swiss investigation is examining. The U.S. probe goes back to the 1990s with a 47-count federal indictment charging 14 individuals with crimes including racketeering and money laundering. For NPR News, I'm Terry Schultz.
Many parts of Houston and central Texas are still underwater after days of heavy rains and flash flooding. The severe weather has been blamed for at least 5 deaths in Houston. Homes and businesses have been swept away by floodwaters, and many drivers had to be rescued from their vehicles on several main roadways. The city of San Marcos is one of the hardest hit areas. City manager Ken Bell says rescue and search efforts are continuing.
We are still in search mode. Every time that it rains, that poses a problem for our guys on the ground down there, in Wimberley especially. I've talked with the fire chief and his folks continuously, especially overnight. We have over 100 people from state assets, local assets, in the riverways.
Several people are still missing in the tourist town of Wimberley. Their home was ripped from its foundation and later slammed into a bridge. Officials say more than 100,000 gallons of untreated wastewater spilled after a treatment plant in Houston flooded. Former Pennsylvania U.S. Senator Rick Santorum is eyeing a run for the White House in 2016. He's expected to officially announce his candidacy in his western Pennsylvania hometown this afternoon. On Wall Street, the Dow was up 106 points, the NASDAQ up 45. This is NPR. 7 people are dead after a day of fighting between armed forces and separatists in eastern Ukraine. The violence had subsided following a February ceasefire deal, but fighting has escalated in the last several weeks. The United Nations is warning that more women and children in Nigeria are part of a spike in suicide bombings blamed on Boko Haram. The UN reports the number of suicide attacks by females there has increased. NPR's Ophebia Quistarten reports.
UNICEF reports that children and women have carried out 3/4 of almost 30 Boko Haram suicide attacks in northeastern Nigeria since January. Girls aged between 7 and 17 are blamed for 9 suicide bombings since July. The UN agency stresses that children are being duped into carrying out attacks, used intentionally by adults in horrific ways, making them victims foremost and simultaneously innocent perpetrators. UNICEF is expressing concern that increasingly abducted children will be perceived as potential threats, prompting possible retaliation and jeopardizing their reintegration when they return home. Ophebia Quistarten, NPR News, Harare.
In India, more than 1,200 people are dead after soaring temperatures over the past month. Indian officials say most of the dead were living in the southeastern part of the country. In the past 2 days, temperatures have hovered around 113 degrees. Forecasters say the country won't get a break from the heat for at least another week. Stocks continue to trade higher. The Dow was up 108 points, the NASDAQ up 48. This is NPR News in Washington.